mission in the middle of the third paragraph of Masechta. Third call again. From Zayim and Al, and maybe get the Ovid Amenu, Geralt, that the Shliach Lahalachas Aget is on his way from the city of the husband to the city of the wife with get in hand to deliver to the wife, and he loses the get. He loses the get. That's not obviously a pleasant situation. Try to imagine being that Shliach. Right, this is in many ways, an almost irreplaceable item. If it's lost, you have to go back to the husband. It may have been complicated at times to get the husband to even agree to go through the process and finally agree to the production, the writing, and the sending of a get. Certainly, it's even if the husband was fully on board, as we learned from our Masechta, maybe later in the year we'll have a chance. I spoke with someone who's involved, a friend of mine who's involved practically with Seder Gittin. So there may be an opportunity perhaps later in the year for us to be able to observe some shluch get. The writing of a get is a complicated procedure even when everyone is fully on board. You find a get been written and you're the emissary, you're the agent, you're the shliach to deliver it to the wife, and it gets lost. Slept in a hotel overnight, wakes up in the morning, he davens, and he's packing his things up to travel, and he can't find the get. That's not a great situation. And obviously, it's sort of it's an interesting intersection above the mitzvah and get. So you have general issues of Hashavas Aveda. How do I know that this is yours, if I find a lost object? And then specifically here, a get has its own unique... halachas. So the Mishnah says, maybe top of Chavzayin, Amud Aleph. This is the Mishnah. In between other Mishnahs, we've already spent time thinking about. We spent time thinking about the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which introduced us to the whole world of Mishnah. We spent time thinking about the next Mishnah, Chav Ches, which is one of the major sources of the idea of Chazak the Meikar, Ches Kesar. Here, Chavzayin, Amud Aleph. And maybe get the other Emenu, Shliach Laholacha loses the get. The mitzvah alter kosher. If he finds it right away, he can't find it. Then moments later, he finds it on the floor. So it's pretty clear that this is the get that he had lost. However, in lav pasul, if he doesn't find it right away, then it's pasul. I mean, even if he finds the get and it has the right names, it has the right locations, and it says that Yankel Shmaro ben Chaim Baruch of Los Angeles, which is the city which is located on such and such. There's Bimagarish's wife, Sprinza Ganendel, Bas, whatever, even though it looks like it's the same thing, Rashi says, look, Shema Me'acher Nafa, the Ainza Shalom. Maybe this was someone else's gate. Maybe someone else also was bringing a gate. Either a wife had already received it, or there was another Shliach, her husband, who was bringing it to the wife to receive it. In other words, this is where I said before, it's an Aveda situation, but it's more than just Bav Metzia. Because it's not only a question of mamonis. If this is not the right get for the right woman, it's not going to be effective. If he didn't find it right away, then it's possible. Itself, achafisa, obedluskima, imakiro kashim. If he finds it in some sort of container, he finds it in a binder, a folder, a briefcase, so if there's a way to recognize, then it's kosher. And Rashi says these are two separate cases. Either you found it in some sort of container or binder or folder, and you recognize the folder, you have a siman on the folder, or I lost my whole briefcase, including the get, and then I found my briefcase. I know it's my briefcase, and inside is the get. Or makiro. I have a way of recognizing the get itself. And Rabbeinu Hananel spends more time than Rashi explaining that we have multiple cases here. Either it's kosher because mitzvah la'alter, I found it right away, I realize it's missing and 10 seconds later it's on the ground. Okay, then it's clearly mine. I don't need any other evidence. Im lav pasul unless. The Seifa is saying, even if you didn't find the altar, it'll still be kosher if Even if you didn't find a lalter, it'll still be kosher if you recognize it. You recognize it because of the container that's in, or you recognize it because of the shtar itself. And that's what the Gemara picks up on Amud Beis. The Gemara tells the story of Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who, by the way, was, as you may remember from Masechet Bava Basra, he was a traveler. He did a lot of traveling. Rabba Bar Chana was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, who was the primary first generation Amora of Eretz Israel, Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Of the Talmidei Rabbi Anasi who are most famous to us, Rabbi Anasi was the end of the period of the Tanan, of the Talmidei Rabbi Anasi who are most, they have many Talmidim, many of the names we recognize, but certainly Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are the names that stand out to us the most. Rav and Shmuel were older Talmidim from earlier in Rabbi Anasi's career, and they went off to Bavel to establish yeshivas in Bavel. They were the first generation of Amoraim in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan was the younger Talmud. The Gemara says at one point, Rabbi Yochanan remembers sitting seven rows back in Rabbi Yehuda's Yeshir, he was still a young Talmud, and Rav was the Talmud Muvik, and Rav was front row, and the Gemara says, the spark, Rabbi Yehuda, remember the sparks were flying from the mouth of Rabbi Yehuda to the mouth of Rav, to the mouth of Rav, to the mouth of Rabbi Yehuda. That means literally, there was an ace, because of the Kedusha of their learning, or it means, maybe the sparks were flying. I couldn't even fully understand the depth of what was going on, but clearly there was very high-level learning going on there between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav. Whatever it is, so Rabbi Yochanan is a younger Talmud. He stays in Eretz Yisrael, and he, together with his Talmud Chaver and brother-in-law, Reish Lakish, are the first generation of Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was one of the Talmidim who sometimes conveyed the Torah of his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan to the yeshivas in Bavel, and gets quoted in the Talmud Bavel. So we hear a lot of Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana and Rabbi Yochanan. Usually when you hear Rabbi Yochanan, most of the time it will be in the Gemara, in Bavli, it will be Amar someone, Amar Adimi or Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana or Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Binyan Bar Yechas or Rabbi Yochanan. One of the Talmidim who traveled. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was a big traveler. He seems to have gone back and forth quite a bit. If you remember your Agadata, Mocher Sassina, the Gemara said there a lot about what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana heard from the sailors. But he was a big traveler. So it's not shocking at all that he would have been bringing a get. He's going back and forth, a big time of a big Yerushalayim of mine, and he's traveling. Well, what better person to serve as a shliach for a get? The Gemara tells a story. He probably served as a shliach for a get many times. One time he lost it. Chavzayim of days. Rabbi Rachana Irkis Legitta Bei Midrasha. He loses a Gemara in the Beis Medrash. The language had learning, but they're going to get down. And now we all know, we've all had that experience in hopefully calmer, less high stakes situations. You had a safer, you left the base matters, you come back 20 minutes later, it's not there. You had notes, you left it, you come back 20 minutes later, it's not there. Maybe that means that someone moved it, maybe it means that I forgot that I put it somewhere else, whatever it is. Yara kind of fought, loses a get. And then the Gemara goes on to have a conversation about how Rabbi Chana said, I can demonstrate that it's mine. If we find it, I have simanim. There was a hole, the little puncture over here, a little puncture over there. You know, this, there was a little hole on top of the gimel on the such and such a line. And da-da-da-da-da-da. And as also tvius ayin. I recognize it. Isimana isli begadei, itvius eina isli begadei. I can give you formal simanim. I believe, well, we'll hear maybe from Rabbi Zilberman later in the year, I believe it's common practice, standard practice is when you send the get, you do, you know, pick a couple of random spots to leave tiny, you know, pinpricks in the get, and those can serve as simanim later on, should that be now. You're keeping notes, when they send the get, they'll keep notes of, you know, that particular get, we put a hole on top of this gimel, a hole at the bottom of that tzadi, and so on and so forth. But then the Gemara says, aside from Simanim, I have Tvius Ayin. I would just recognize it. I recognize that it's mine. And the Gemara says, the Gemara gets into discussion about whether or not Simanim work, not for us right now. And the Gemara says, Tvius Ayin would work, but only a Talmud Chacham. Only a Talmud Chacham. That's a general rule in Hashanah Aveda. You may remember from when you learned the Erev Metzias, the Gemara says, and normally, if you make an aveda to someone, I only give you an aveda back. You claim it's yours. I only give it back to you if you can demonstrate, prove to me it's yours, because you can tell me where the scratches are, you can tell me where the stickers are, you can give me simanim. you can tell me how many singles are in the wallet and how many fives are in the wallet. You have some sort of simon that demonstrates that it's yours. But stamaza, you say it's yours. Okay. Do I believe you say? But I recognize, yeah, I couldn't tell you anything specific that looks like mine. The Gemara says you only do that if you're a very, very honest person. The Gemara says you only do return a aveda with tzvias ayin to a Talmud Chacham. And who's a Talmud Chacham in the sense in that context? It doesn't have as much to do with how many mesectas you know, as more to do with a person who never lies inappropriately. Never lies except the Gemara there says there's certain times when it's appropriate to lie to read those tovos. And other than that, someone who never lies inappropriately, that's the sort of person to whom we would return aveda on his say-so. I recognize it. Okay, it's yours. So for Hashavas aveda, I understand. What's fascinating is he were doing it for, again, it's not just a question of dinim mamonis. You know, does this get belong to you or does it really belong to someone else? Rabbi Marachan is going to take that get and deliver it to the woman who's waiting for it, and she's going to go ahead based on that and subsequently remarry. Is this a valid get? Or is this meant for someone else? If it was written to shame someone else, it's not effective. So the Mishnah says that we would give it back to you if Makiro, if you recognize that. So the Gemara says, Tzvius Aina, assuming you're the sort of person who's an honest person, if you say you recognize it, we'll give it back. You're not proving it through evidence, through Simanim, just because you recognize it. What does that tell you? Here I have a get. And I have a shliach. Right? Shimon was sent by Reuben made Shimon a shliach to deliver a get to Mrs. Reuben. Shimon had a get. The get got lost. Now there's a get that seems like it might be the right one. And Shimon says, yeah, it's mine. That's the one. I recognize it. And we give it back to him. But now we give it back to him. He gives it to the wife, to Mrs. Reuben, based on what? Based on what evidence? Based on, I recognize it, I believe that that's mine. How many Edom are telling us that's what I get? One. Listen. Our Gemara said, and Gimel off as well, oh, Dav Sheber, you want to know whether it gets kosher or not? Dav Sheber. Dav Sheber, you need to aid me. Really? Over here, it seems like we rely on one person. And the truth is that's something that's broadly true. That background information, even in an area of halacha where you need two edim, but background information enough to have one. I'll give you a gemara. How many of you saw the gemara? Yivamos was a little confusing. Ishtamo de'inu, it's a good word. But,
you should recognize
that. Very good. Ishtamo de'inu, it's the name of the sugya. It's a striking word. What on earth? What type of word is that? So the shoresh is yud dalet aleph. Yada. Ishtamoda inu means that we have been made aware. We now know. What's the context? Yivam Islam, a testament days. The Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about a situation of yibum vachalitza. Right, once again, we've discussed in the past, but let's just review the basics. The Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us that a marriage can end either through a get or through Mises Habal, the husband passes away, now the wife is no longer married to her now deceased husband, her late husband. However, the Torah tells us, Parashat Kisetzei, but if a married man passes away, leaving behind no descendants, but leaving behind a wife and at least one brother, so then the story is not over. The wife does not have the right to now marry whomever she pleases. She needs to either marry one of the brothers or get chalitza from one of the brothers, and then that ends her connection and she can move on. Yibam or chalitza. So the Gemara here on Lamatesim Abed, the Masachas Yivamas, is this in the midst of a larger sugi, we were jumping into one piece. The Gemara there is talking about, do we prefer Yibun, do we prefer Chalitza, which is a good conversation at different times. that the machlok is Atanaim. For many centuries, the machlok is Ashkenaz and Sephardim. The Gemara mentioned how Rav Yehuda would write a Gita d'chalitza if the widow and the brother-in-law, the Yavama and the Yavam, went ahead with chalitza. So we're going to give her a shtar from the basin that certifies that she chalitza was performed properly, and now she's free to marry whomever she wishes. If she moves to a different community, she doesn't stay around town, how is she going to prove a new community that she is indeed permitted to marry? So she has a shtar from the basin. She has a shtar from the basin that certifies she underwent the proper chalitza, she is mutaras to marry whomever she wishes, other than the couple. So the Gemara here, the end of the narrow lines of Lama Tetzel and Beis Yivamis, the Gemara gives you some of the language of the Gita de Chalitza. Eich plonis bar ploni. We're telling the story of how Mrs. So-and-so, Akrivas yas ploni yivama kadamana leveidina. She brought her brother-in-law, the Yavam, so-and-so. Gittel bas David brought her brother-in-law, Chaim, to the Beis. The ishta modeinu, and we became aware, we ascertained, achua de misna me'abani diu, that he is a proper yavam. In other words, that he is a paternal brother of the late husband. Ishta modeinu. Ishta modeinu. Then the Gemara, no, it goes on to go through this. The shtar, not our focus right now, when you learn Yavamas, you see the rest. Then the Gemara, the meeting with wines, says, Ishtemo de'inu. How does that work? How do you determine? How taka do you know that we're dealing with the right guy? Right? A woman comes to Beis Din. We know the woman. She lived in the community with her husband for years. You knew they were married. And we know that never her husband passed away. And the Beis Din tells her, you know, when you're ready, either you're with our brother, either you're with Halitza. So she comes to Beis Din one fine day and says, here's my brother-in-law. Here's my late husband's brother, and he's ready to perform a chalitza. We're not going to have Yibam. He's ready to perform a chalitza. So how do we know that he's the right guy? So if they all lived in town together, the Beis Din remembers that the husband and brother were little kids playing ball in the backyard. Okay, so we know. Let's say we don't know. The couple moved here 5 years ago, and we never met the brothers. They never came for a bar mitzvah. Right? But now he shows up and says, this is a brother-in-law. So how does the Beis Din go ahead with the chalitza? How do you go ahead with the chalitza? Who says this is a brother-in-law? Maybe this is a boyfriend. Okay. I know who he is. Maybe he's not a valid brother. So the Gemara says, yeah. What does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? Oh. The Gemara says, a machloikis. Machlokas Amoran. One Amora says, Itakani to Adim. You have to have two Adim who say, we know this fellow Chaim. We know that he's a brother of the late husband. That's one sheet. We don't pass that. Gemara is clear we don't pass that, right? Gemara says, no, Hilchasa, that it could even be one person, Afilu Kara, Afilu Isha. It could be an Eid Echad. And the Gemara says, that's how we pass it. Why? Galuye Milsa bi Almo. You're merely revealing the facts. Afilu kar, afilu isha. That's interesting.
Is chalitza not a davar she'erva? It most probably is.
And yet, so we understand what you would say, to identify ishtamo de'inu, to know that this guy is the right brother, that he is a brother who can do a valid
chalitza. I would understand requiring two edim. But here we're seeing more than once.
You have the Mishnah in Gittin Chav Zayin, or the Gemara in Yivam Islam Tess. Both are saying that it's enough to have just one aid.
Why is that? So there are different interpretations of the Gemara of Ishtemo De'inu,
but the simplest interpretation is that it's an example of a principle that the Rambam formulates sharply in non-Hilchas Aids, but Hilchas Sanhedrin. Anyone take a look? Anyone take a look at the Rambam and Sanhedrin? Rambam and Sanhedrin? Five words. It's a long Rambam, medium length Rambam. He has a five word principle.
Rambam talks about the following. Again, this is in the Maram Kamos. If you didn't see it before, you can see it after. If you did see it before, you can see it again. Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Tez Dayan Halacha Vav. Kedai to remember where that is. 16:6
in Sanhedrin. Ram says, we bring it, we haul a guy into Beis Din, we give him Malkus for eating Chaylev. Give him Malkus for eating Chaylev. Chaylev. Eating Chaylev is allowed. Karis also. Okay, Beis Din doesn't give Karis, but Beis Din gives Malkus. So if a fellow was witnessed eating Chaylev, and the agent said, don't do it, they're going to give you Malkus. He says, I don't care if we do anything.
So then we can bring it to Beis Din. We're going to accept the testimony, and Beis Din will have to decide. A three-panel Beis Din will decide, is he Chayav Malkus or not? How many agents do you need to know that he ate the Chaylev? Two. But how do we know that that was Chaylev? Says the Rambam. How many agents do you need to know to identify that the item is Chaylev?
One.
Rambam writes, you have the Marma Kamas in front of you, you can take a look inside. Per Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Pes Zayin, Halacha Vav. He says there's an important distinction, there's an important chiluk. Eino tzarech shnei edin l'malkus ela b'shas maisa. You need the two Aden for the action, the event, meaning to know that Reuven put the chaylev in his mouth and chewed and swallowed. The act of the Isser, the crime, needs to be witnessed by two Aden. Aval, here's the key five-word phrase, ha-Isser atzmo ve'ed echad yuchza. The Isser itself is presumed based on one Aden. He said, Ketzad. One aid says, hey, that's Chaylev. And then he goes ahead and eats it. Or one aid says to a Kohen, that woman is a Isha Zona, a Surah B'Kohen. And he goes ahead and is intimate with her. Hareza Loke. If you have two aids who witness him eating the Chaylev, two aids who witness the act of Gilead Arayos, or the act is Nus, not a Chiyah of Kharis. Even though the fact that identifying the person or the item, the status of the person or the item, the underlying facts were established based on one aid. You don't need, that's that key phrase. The underlying facts to the case, the fact that this is a davar aser, I only need one aid. The two aid that I need to testify to what you did with that item or what you did with that person. The event itself, that's the crime, that's going to be the Chiyuv Malkus, that requires two aids. But the background information, it's enough with one aid. Even though identifying that this is Chaylev is going to lead to has not convenience for Malkus, but the background information only needs one aid. Ha'isr atzma, the aid echad yuchsa. The Rambam happens as a footnote to have a different understanding of specifics of Ishtamo Din, which I don't want to get into now. But most Rishonim would understand that Ishtamo Din is an example of what the Rambam formulated in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Ha'isr atzma the aid echad yuchsa. Background information doesn't require to aid it. That's Pashup Shat Negemar in Yavam Islamites, Ishtamo Din. Again, that to know that this man is a Yavam, to know that this man is a brother of the deceased husband, one aid is enough. Even though the actual chalitza is a davar shaver. Or the Mishnah in the third pack of our Masechta, where from which we started this morning. Chav Zayin Amud Aleph,
the shliach loses the get and now finds it. And his own tevius ayin. How do we know that this is the right get? No simanim, no proof, just his word. It looks like the right get.
This is the way it's crinkled, the way... I recognize it. I can't point to any proof, but tevius ayin. I recognize it. That's good enough. But that's mere eidecha.
Makes sense. It's also eidecha. You have some background information. Makes sense. So far, so good.
What's the problem? The problem. Come back to our Gemara and that base. And back to our Gemara, Daf Beis Amud Bet. What our Gemara say?
What our Mishnah say? One person says going after Vayneftam. Rabba says it's because of a concern about Lashma. And the Gemara says, Lashma, shouldn't that require two Edom, like any Edos? The Gemara says, nah.
What was the first answer? Why is one Ed enough? Because Ed Echad Nam Bisur. Ed Echad Nam Bisur. And the Gemara says, no, this is not Isur. Why is this not Isur? Well, it's Chazak Isura, Davar Shaber. Yesterday we had raised three questions, and this, what we just saw, completes the fourth question. Question number one was the way the Rav had put it, Rav Shechter quotes in Eretz Tzvi Siman Chavdal. What's the movement from Havdin to Maskana? You originally thought it wasn't Davar Shaber, but then you think it is Davar Shaber, but what changed? The Tveris Yaakov, on Gittin, Yaakov was in tight. So he had broken down three more specific questions, similar, more specific. Number one, the question that Rishon already raised, it seems like these are two separate points, it's Chazak Yisura and Davar Shaber, but why is the Gemara presented though it's one? So the Rishonim say Rashba is most explicit, and Ramban and others, Tosis maybe also implies this, and Beis HaLevi quotes all this, documents all this, that yeah, maybe it really is two separate questions, not so glatt in the language of the Gemara. The Gemara makes it sound like it's one question. The Tveris Yaakov says, with all due respect. Now, and then we show them themselves are bothered. We saw yesterday. When the Rashba says it's two, he himself is sensitive to the fact that that's not the simple reading of the Gemara, but what else are you going to say? And then the Tveris Yaakov is going to answer, also, by the way, on the one hand, we're like smushing two questions into one. But what does that mean? On the other hand, either question doesn't really seem to even be true. It's not. It's true that Ein Echad is not nemen against his Chazak Yisura, but this isn't really his Chazak Yisura, because she's a Bechezkas Eishas Ish. The Eid isn't saying that she's no longer an Eishas Ish. The Eid is saying that this is a kosher get. I haven't even given to her yet. The Eid doesn't even claim that she's no longer married. The Eid claims that I have a tool in my pocket which can enable her to, I can end her status as an Eishas Ish. It doesn't say it already has ended. It's not exactly Chazak Yisura. The other problem that he raises, here's caution number four. Caution number one was, B'chal, what's the movement from Havit Maskana? Caution number two is, caution number Shonim raises. One question, two questions. Caution number three is, going after the first component, it's Chazak Yisura, it's not an Eid Echad against his Chazak Yisura. It's Chazak Yisura says this, the Eid Echad is saying that. Chazak Yisur says she's becheskes eishes ish.
The aide says yes, she is. She's still eishes ish, but here's a get that we could use in the future to end that.
Not exactly as Chazak Yisur. And then finally, the other component. What we saw so far, the Mishnah Gittin Chav Zayin, the Gemara Nivam Eslamatas, maybe get Va'ava Ishtemo De'inu, and the Rambam Yisod Sanhedrin 16:6 has Zayin Vav. The Yisur Asim Eid Echad Yuchzak. So why are we saying this is a Davar Shaber? It's Davar Shaber.
I mean, Gerushin is a Davar Shaber. Just like Achilas Chaylev is an act that's Chayiv Malkus, or Chalitza, perhaps, is also Davar Shaber.
But to identify that this man is the brother, or perhaps, as one example, the Rav did, to identify that this shoe is taka leather, and it can be used for chalitza. Or, as Rambam said, to identify that this piece of fat is taka chalev. Or, as the Mishnah said on Chav Zayin or Alba about get, to identify that this is the right get, must speak with an Eid Echad. Ha'isr asam be'Eid Echad yuchzak. Back on information. So why are we all of a sudden saying here that to know that the get was written l'shma required, Davar Shaber requires two Eidim? You have to have two Aiden to watch the Gerushin. You have to have two Aiden to know, maybe post facto, that she got the get. To know that she was Megureshas. Or in real time to watch Aiden Zakiyam Dabur, to watch the Gerushin. I understand that requires two Aiden. But to know that the get was produced properly, to know that the get was written with Shema, isn't that her Isser Asul, the Echad Yuchzak?
same as Ishtemot Einu. It's the same as the lost get. It's the same as the identifying that this piece of meat is chelev. It's bizarre. So the Gemara said, how could you say Erechanan Bisurin, but it's Ischazik Yisurah Dabar Shabarava. It's not Ischazik Yisurah, and it's not Dabar Shabarava. So neither component alone really works. And then why are we taking them and smushing them together? And Bechalal, what's moving from the Hava Mina to the Maskana? So you scratch your head when you wonder. Four kashas in Rajama. That you've been waiting very patiently. Reserve judgment. Yeah. Have to rethink if anything changed. Is this clear? Is it clear or is it clearly unclear? Are the kashas clear? You're not, the kashas don't bother. So once again, let's recap. The Gemara had said, Eirechanan Bisurim. No, it's not Eirechanan Bisurim. Why? The Gemara said a combination of, well, it's Keneged Chazaka Davar Sheba'erva. So Bechalal, we wonder, why originally, we didn't think of Davar Sheba'erva, then we changed things, it is Davar Sheba'erva. What was the overall movement? General question. And then three specific questions from Tiferes Yaakov. Number one, why are we smushing two questions into one? Which, again, the Rishonim are already raising. The Rishonim assume it's really two separate questions. It doesn't sound like that. The Gemara sounds like it's a single question. Like I said yesterday, right? Why are you wearing that sweatshirt? It has a hole in it to 8 degrees in here. Those are two separate points, but I'm making it sound like it's one long run on sentence. So why is the Gemara saying, it's a Schazik Yisura Dav Shabarba? Those are two separate things. Those are two separate things. Again, Rishon said maybe it really is two separate questions. That's what we mean to say. But the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like it's one long question. The problem is, it's a Ischazik Yisur Davar Shabarba. What is that? And number two, it's not Ischazik, it's not, Eirecha is not against the Chazaka. The Chazaka is that she's Nisha's it. There's no Chazaka. The Eid isn't saying she is divorced. Eid is saying this get is Lishma. Is there a Chazaka that it wasn't Lishma? What? No. Originally, there was no get at all. When the Sofer wrote it at some point, either he wrote Lishma or wrote Lishma. No Chazaka about whether the get's Lishma or not. And the other piece also doesn't work. It's Davar Sheba'erva, it's not Davar Sheba'erva. This is background information. It's Asma Yechad Yitzchak. Like Ishtemo De'inu, like maybe Get Vavimenu, like the identifying the Chalem. Why is this a Davar Sheba'erva? Davar Sheba'erva would be the Gerushin. This isn't the Gerushin, this is the background. So the Rav, in the century before him, Tiferes Yaakov, both suggest that if you think about, apparently, let's put it this way. Right? Think about the Tiferes Yaakov's three questions. There's an interesting logical pattern. On the one hand, he says, why do we take two independent questions and smush them together into one? Let each question stand on its own, as many Rishonim seem to understand. And on the other hand, neither component is really correct. It's not really connected with Chazaka. It's not really Davar Sheba'erva. So, it's not A, it's not B. We took A and B, we smushed them together. So maybe all three questions answer each other. Exactly. Neither one is really, in and of itself, the Kasha. But maybe together, they're the Kasha. How would that be? It's not really Ischazik, connected Ischazik Yisur, right? Because again, she's Becheskes Eishel Zish. He's not saying that she's not an Eishel Zish. He's just saying here's a get, which could change in the future. Okay. And it's not really Davar Sheba'erva because this isn't the Gerushin. This is just background information. Well, maybe. And why do we combine them? So the answer is, well, maybe this is part of the Gerushin.
because what you see, and the Rav demonstrated this for many, many, many other sugyas as well, that what does Gerush, right, by the Achilas Chelev, so the act for which you're Chayiv Malkus is what? What act is Machayiv you Malkus? Eating the Chelev.
The fact that the animal grew Chelev, that's not part of the Isser, that's just background information. The Chayiv Malkus is entirely a result of eating Chelev. The fact that this is Chelev is background. But the fact that the get was written l'shma, maybe that's not just background information. Maybe, that's actually part of the gerushin itself. That's what the Rav and Yaakov Gesundheit both suggest. Maybe gerushin is actually a composite process. There are two ingredients that together create gerushin. Kesivas haget, and
Nesina Saget. So for instance,
there's that Gemara Yevamos. It talks about a bizarre situation, very sad, very, very, if you think about the dynamics that must be going on in the background. An incredibly sad, unhealthy situation. A fellow is married and writes a get, but only after he'll do the nisuin. Never. He's already planning to do nisuin. Before he even does the nisuin, before he completes the marriage, he's already planning, it's only going to be temporary. I'll do nisuin and then I'll give a get. He already writes the get before the nisuin. They are already technically married. The two stages follow out of marriage. Now they have to do the two together, usually.
But there's Erusin, the Harei Mekudesh Asli, giving Kesef, which makes them technically married. Then there's nisuin, where they actually move in together as husband and wife. So the Gemara says they already had Erusin, they are very technically married to each other, and he decides, he tells the Sofer, I'm going to do a Nisuin tomorrow, but write a get now that I'm planning to give only after the Nisuin. So that is horrifically sad, incredibly unhealthy. But that is a valid get. Because in theory, they are already married, they have Kiddushin. To end a Kiddushin, an Erusin, you need a get also. So even though he only plans to give it after Nisuin, but it's a valid get because you could have given it now. But, Leisha bi'alma, ain't get. A fellow said to the Sofer, you see that girl, I haven't married her yet, but I really want to write a get. What a terribly sad situation. He met a girl, means I think I might marry her, but I'm going to divorce her afterwards. So I'm going to write a get now for the girl I haven't yet married. How tragically unhealthy. But leaving aside, clearly there's a need for a lot of guidance here. But the question is, let's say all those steps happened. The sofer wrote the get, and then he married the girl, and then he gave her the get. And now she wants to know, was that a valid get? Or am I still stuck with the guy? The thing is, that's not a valid get. Ain't get, if neisha ain't biyado legarsha. Since at the time, that they wrote it, she wasn't yet divorceable. He wrote it before he had married her. He couldn't have given it to her then. So that's not a valid get. Why? So what does the Rambam say?
Says the Rambam. Amar le sofer, Hilchos Gerushin Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. Amar le sofer, Kesov Get Laplonis, V'yehye Imi Lichshe Esa Ena Garshenavo. Write the get for my Arusa,
Have you done Nisuin? I plan to give the get sadly after the Nisuin, and the get was written, and he went through the Nisuin, and then he gave her hand to the get. I'm sorry. The first case is the second case of the Gemara. I haven't married, the fellow hasn't married the girl at all. No kiddushin, no nisui, nothing. When I marry her, I'm going to give this to her subsequently as a get. He marries her, I baita that she become for it. Sadly. It's not a get. Why? He could not have divorced her at the time. They weren't married. The nimsa shenichtav shalo l'shem gerushin. It's shalo l'shma. Shalo l'shma. That's weird. Tosas has different explanations. Ain ad amakad davar shalo l'olam. Okay, technical. But Rama says it's a lack of l'shma. A lack of l'shma. What do you mean? You had in mind this man, this woman, to be used for the sake of severing their marriage. They're not yet married, but when they will be married, he plans sadly to use this to sever the marriage. So why is that shalom l'shem gerushin? It's perfectly l'shem gerushin. It's a troubling situation. But why is it shalom l'shema? Seems like an odd explanation. Why is shalom l'shema? It's l'shem gerushin. It's l'shem this guy, this girl, l'shem divorcing them from one another. Whenever they'll be married, this can be used as an instrument to sever that marriage. A funny shalom l'shema. So what the Rav Yaakov Gesunta and the Rav both suggest is that Gerushin is, and we'll see more now giving this going forward, about to run out of time, but divorce isn't merely handing over the get. The writing the get is not just Hechsher HaChefza. Tosas raised the issue of Daflam and Beis, to expand more some other time. There's a notion of the husband can be mevatel the get. And according to some, he can totally, the get was written, he could totally cancel it, it can no longer be used. And Tosa says, it's so funny, if you have a sofer write a sefer Torah, l'shma, you can't cancel the l'shma of the sefer Torah. Done. What do you mean you cancel the get? You cancel the l'shma of the get. The answer is that this din of l'shma isn't just like a technical side point, the get has to be written with proper intent, that's a kosher get. Just like it has to have certain words, it has to be written in a certain type of ink. No. Gerushin consists of two ingredients, writing a get and delivering the get. The chasa benasan, both are ingredients. How do you make the ksiva part of an act of gerushin? Through the kavana of lishma. The intent that this should be used to divorce this husband from that wife is what makes this, breathes life into the writing of the get to be not just, I wrote a document, but the first of two steps towards gerushin. So that's why this is not her isser atzma ve'ed echad yuchza. If you want to know, you know, is this the right brother? Is this a piece of chel? Even is this the right get? Those are all background information. But the now to know that the get was written l'shma, that's actually being made on the first of two steps of the gerushin. And as such, it actually is a davar sheve'erva. And perhaps part of what was moving from the havamina to the maskana, why do we think originally this is Isser Hetzer, and in the end we thought davar sheve'erva? Yeah, because originally we thought, of course, gerushin is a davar sheve'erva. As Tosfos points out, I mean, everyone agrees you have to have the guys to be signed by two eidim. Yeah, of course, gerushin is davar sheve'erva requires two eidim. But we originally thought, but the back end of faith that the get is kosher, that's ishtemo de'inu. When the Gemara comes to the conclusion, is no. She's an ishas ish, and this begins to change that status. It's chazik yisur, not in the technical sense. But she's an ishas ish, and this is the first of two steps that change that status. The ksivas haget l'shema is the first half of the gerushin. So that requires, as such, this itself, knowing that it was written l'shma, is davar sheve'erva. That's part of the ma'isa. It's not background information. We will see Mitzvah going forward. There are more nafkaminas in this idea. We'll wrap it up first thing tomorrow morning. Other nafkimines, other sugars all fall into place once you recognize that Tzivus HaGet is the first step of Gerushin. The Lishma is what drives it. A lot, much of our Masechta comes together in a very, very elegant way.